We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. We are talking Montezuma boys basketball. I know we talked with Hunter Ray last week, but I couldn't resist talking to Trey Shearer this week, especially after the other night. School record for Trey, 48 points to lead the Braves, and Montezuma just continues to find ways to win. He joins us now here on the Extra Point, Trey Shearer from Montezuma. And Trey, congratulations. That must have been a fun game for you.
Thank you very much. It was pretty fun for everyone, I think. It was just a good team win over Kyoto, and I happened to be the one scoring the ball.
Well, yeah, 83-68 was the final score. 48 points, 16 of 25 shooting, 3 of 6 from three-point land, 13 of 14 from the free throw line. Plus, you also led the team in assists with 8, so it wasn't just you. It was other guys as well. But what was that like? Going from the start of the game, and how did you feel from the start of the game, and kind of take me through it and how it just sort of evolved and took off for you?
I guess from the start, it was kind of sluggish at first. Our emphasis was to get the ball to Hunter because he had an obvious size mismatch over Kyoto's biggest kid. So we wanted to get him the ball first, but he missed his first couple shots and wound up with a couple fouls, so we didn't want to put him in a bad position to draw anymore. And at that time is when I kind of started scoring the ball, and Braden Art got a steal, and that's pretty much when I scored my first points. We got the ball to unload to Hunter for his first two, and then right after that, Braden got a steal, and then I got my first two, and then from then on, it just started coming in bunches, it felt like.
It's just strange how games like that come out of nowhere, right?
Oh, I absolutely agree. At the end of the game, one of the kids on our team, Daniel Bryan, walked up to me before we were shaking hands, and he's like, I think you just had 48 points. And I was like, there's no way, because it didn't even feel like 48. It was just like within the game, and it didn't feel forced or anything. It just kind of happened. I didn't even notice it.
It's amazing. You didn't feel like any different going throughout the ball game. I mean, but obviously you just found yourself in the zone.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like it was I don't know how to put it. I didn't really feel like it was too much. I only took 25 shots, and that, for 48 points, it doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, it's an amazing achievement, obviously a new school record. And did you realize that afterwards at the game? Do you realize it was a school record? How did you learn about that?
Well, we had completed our game, and we shook hands with Kyoto, and walk into the locker room. Our local Montezuma reporter, Keith Brake, he writes a lot of like stories for the town and all of our activities. He actually pulled me aside right before I went back to the locker room, and he's like, Trey, and I was like, yes, sir. And he actually told me that I had broke the school record that had been held since 1970, and I was shocked because I didn't realize I had scored that many points.
Wow. And then now, what's it like to realize you just broke a nearly 50-year-old record?
It was pretty cool at first. I think it's calmed down a little bit, which is good. I think some of my teammates deserved a lot of recognition. Braden played really good defense on J.D. Stout, Kyoto's number one guy. That kid's really good. He can really score. I think Braden did a good job. I think Hunter still ended up with 17, so he had a great game. Did a good job rebounding, and Eddie Burgess and Nolan Haverin always control the boards, and they did that Tuesday night too. So it was just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun.
Yeah, Trey Shearer with us here on 1410 KGRN, a school record the other night for Montezuma, 48 points. I guess the best and most impressive thing about it was you only hit 3 threes. I mean, when you think 48 points, you'd think maybe you'd get like 10 threes or, you know, something crazy like that. I mean, how have the shots been coming your way? I think everybody has maybe defended you, expecting you to shoot the three. Has that forced you to change your offensive game any?
Yeah, I think earlier in the year I was shooting a little too much from the three and a little too much in general. I think I was looking too hard to score. And so I hadn't been shooting the ball real well, and then going into our past couple games I had shot the ball a lot better. And so Tuesday night I only attempted 6, and that's the only 6 I needed to take, really. I found myself getting to the hoop a lot more than I thought I would, and that worked out, and that's what got me the 14 free throws, and that's what got me the most of my 25 shot attempts, was just getting to the basket and getting good layups.
Yeah. A lot of times people get obsessed with the three-pointers, but have you kind of realized, hey, my offensive game is more than that. I'm just not just a sit back, shoot the three type of guy, and it's coming around differently, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I think, like I said early on, I think I was shooting too many threes, and it wasn't like my best offensive performance. And I think that when I control my three-point shot a little bit and take it when I need to and get to the hoop and get other people the ball, I think that's when we're at our best.
This start with this Montezuma basketball team, I mean, you're 9-0 right now in the year, one more game before the winter break. You know, what do you see is fueling this team's fire so far this year?
I think the fuel to it all is ourselves. We all believe in each other. We're all a really good group of kids coming together to just be successful. There's no added drama. There's no extra outside forces controlling anything. I think we're just a group of boys who really want to win, and we'll do the right thing to make that happen.
What's it like behind the scenes, you know, with the team, the chemistry? You know, what types of things do you do together off the court to try and bring everybody together?
Chemistry is beautiful. We'll go to people's houses and play video games for a while just to hang out. We have team meal before every game. We usually all get something to eat together. We'll go places. We'll all hang out together during the week. Practices are great. We all enjoy practices. Even coaches, we joke around. We have fun. But we also know that when it's time to hone it in and get serious, that we're ready to win our next game.
Right. Trey Shearer of Montezuma with us here on 1410 KGRN. You got a little bit of a test last Saturday with Baxter, and you had 35 points in that ball game. So, I mean, the points are just coming in big bunches here for you. But, you were only up by a couple of points at halftime. What was that like to get a test? Is that a good thing to get a test like that?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing. It was a great thing. We needed a good team to come give us a good run, and Kyoto did that too. And Baxter was a good team, and they have a big kid, Will Clapper. He was dominant. He was hard to stop because of his size, and they have some good little guards too that can shoot it, and some good forwards. And they were a good team. Only being up two at halftime was a good wake up call for us, because we needed to make sure that third and fourth quarter that we weren't messing around and that we could get the job done. And Baxter was a good team game for all of us. Good wake up call for all of us.
Yeah. I saw on Twitter that you received an offer from William Penn University. You're only a sophomore, so you have plenty of time to make a decision up, and I'm sure that's going to be one of many for you. What's that like to get that kind of offer so early?
It was a great experience. I received that this past summer after attending William Penn's basketball camp, and I'm good friends with the coach. We get along real well. I really like the program. They're a great, great group of guys over at William Penn. It's just a humbling experience. Work harder, do the right thing, make good choices type of experience.
Yeah. What have you gotten, like, conversations from colleges? What's that been like? It's kind of weird. You know, you're only second year of high school, and you're getting attention from college basketball programs.
I've emailed, and we've got some letters, but William Penn's my only offer, and there's nothing wrong with that, being 16 years old. Just got to make sure I'm working for those extra ones, get the other ones when the time comes.
Yeah. Is playing college basketball, is that a dream of yours?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to play college basketball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've already got one offer. I imagine there'll be others, of course, and it's not unprecedented for young sophomores to get to commit early. But, of course, your counterpart over there on the girls' side, Shatia, she's already committed to the University of Iowa, so that's kind of neat. But you got a lot of time. I'm sure you're thinking, hey, I'm in the driver's seat here. There's a lot of time before I can make that decision.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to force anything. We're just going to let the rest of my career play out. We still have two. We have the rest of this season. I got a couple summers left for AAU and another big senior season with the Braves here in Montezuma, so I'm just going to let it all play out and then go from there.
Right. So you got one more game before the winter break. What is the priority? And that's, of course, at English Valleys on Friday. What's the priority over the break to get yourself ready for a second half of this season?
We got a good second half of the season. Play a good Belle Plaine team coming back from break. So we got to make sure that we're focused throughout the break and making good decisions and come back ready to win some serious basketball games when we are done off break.
Nope. So what do you do during the break? I mean, do you still shoot every day just to keep your touch? Do you try to rest a little bit? What are your plans?
I usually do shoot every day. Nothing wrong with getting a little shots in. And then I think we'll start practices over break, make sure the team's still coming together, and make sure we're all still bonding. But I'll still shoot over break, and I'm sure most of the other guys will too. And then a little rest is always nice, but sometimes you just got to kick it in.
Kick it in and have some fun and enjoy yourself a little bit here and get ready for a great run in the second half of the season. Trey, congratulations on a great ball game against Kyoto. 48 points, a new school record, and who knows what kind of dramatics you and your Braves have in store for the rest of the season. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Extra Point. Best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Trey Shearer, sophomore for Montezuma, boys basketball with us here on 1410 KGRN.